Ever catch yourself practically inhaling dinner, like plates empty and you barely remember tasting it?
Oh, totally. Happens to the best of us.
Well, get ready to slow down. Today's deep dive is all about how eating speed impacts our health. We're looking at some excerpts from Inlimit text, and let me tell you, it's got some surprising stuff.
Yeah, this is one of those things where we focus so much on what we eat, but how we actually eat it. Huge deal.
Exactly. Okay, so the article starts with digestion. Seems obvious that wolfing food down isn't great for our stomachs, right?
Right.
But Inlimit text digs into the specifics.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, when you don't chew enough, you're sending these huge chunks of food into your stomach.
Like shoving a whole sandwich down a garbage disposal.
Kinda. And your digestive system has to work way harder to break it all down.
No wonder we get that uncomfortable, bloated feeling.
Exactly. But it's more than just feeling icky. The article talked about chewing affecting how we absorb nutrients.
Yeah, I remember that. Something about saliva.
So chewing isn't just mashing food up, it actually starts the chemical breakdown process too. Saliva has enzymes that break down carbs right there in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
But if you're speed eating, those enzymes don't have enough time to work.
So less nutrient absorption overall.
Exactly. Simple concept, but most people don't even think about it.
Totally. Okay, now this one blew my mind. Gut bacteria. How does eating speed affect that?
Okay, so picture this. Undigested food hits your gut. And your gut is full of this delicate balance of bacteria, right? Some good, some not so good.
Right, the microbiome. I've heard that's important for like everything.
Exactly. And eating fast can create an environment where the bad bacteria thrive.
Oh no, so like upsetting the whole ecosystem in there.
Pretty much. And then you can get all sorts of issues, inflammation, weaker immune system, even mental health stuff is linked to a messed up gut.
Wow, we're talking way beyond just an upset stomach.
It's wild, right? The human body is so interconnected.
Okay, next up, hunger hormones. Inlimit text really got into this. What's the connection to eating speed?
Okay, so our bodies have this awesome system for telling us when we're full, right? Hormones send signals to the brain.
Like, hey, we're good here. Stop eating.
Yeah. But eating too fast kind of overloads that system. Your brain doesn't get the memo in time.
So you end up overeating.
Exactly. Leptin, for example, it's a hormone from fat cells that tells your brain enough food, but that signal takes time to travel.
So if you're scarfing down your meal.
Brain's still like, more fuel. Even though your body's saying, actually, we're good.
Explains why I sometimes feel stuffed, even though I didn't feel full while I was eating.
Makes sense, right?
Totally. Are there other hunger hormones involved too?
Oh, yeah. There's GLP-1, comes from the gut. It also signals fullness.
So eating fast messes that up too.
Yep. It's like constantly hitting the snooze button on your fullness alarm.
Great analogy. And it's not just about feeling full either, right? These hormones affect our metabolism, blood sugar, even mood, I think Inlimit text mentioned.
Right, it's all connected.
Okay, so Inlimit text wasn't trying to scare anyone, but they did bring up some serious health risks tied to fast eating.
Yeah, studies show a link to things like heart disease, type 2 diabetes.
And it sounds like triglycerides play a role here.
So triglycerides are fats in your blood, and eating too fast can make it harder for your body to process those fats.
Leading to high triglyceride levels, which are bad for your heart, right?
Exactly. It's not the only factor, but it's definitely part of the picture.
Okay, so knowing all this, what can we do to slow down? I bet our listeners waiting for some tips here.
Well, the article had some great ones. First off, make meals mindful, put away distractions, savor each bite.
Like really pay attention to the food.
Yeah. Notice the flavors, the textures, even the smell.
Love that. Turn mealtime into a mindful experience instead of just fuel.
Exactly. Another thing, portion control. Start with smaller amounts than you normally would. You can always go back for more.
Sometimes we heap our plates and then feel like we have to finish it all.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget fiber. Fiber helps you feel full and satisfied, so you're less likely to rush.
Oh, good point. So much good advice here. It's amazing how something so simple like slowing down can have such a big impact on our health.
It really is. It's like self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. It's also about being mindful about how we nourish ourselves.
Absolutely. So maybe we should start asking ourselves not just what am I going to eat, but also how am I going to eat it? I know I'm going to be much more mindful of my eating speed from now on. What about you?
Me too, definitely. Makes you realize how much power we have over our own well-being just by making these small changes.
So true. Food for thought, literally.
I love it.